This is Jay Sekulow in Washington, D.C. The governor of Virginia under investigation by the FBI. Donations coming in through the Clinton Foundation. And we've got an update on the boycott, divestiture, and sanction movement against Israel.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, who chaired Hillary Clinton's campaign in 08, as well as Bill Clinton's reelection effort in 1996, he is now the focus of a Justice Department investigation, and they are looking into him for questionable campaign donations.
The CNN report alleges that the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of Virginia are investigating campaign contributions to Governor McAuliffe from Chinese businessman Wang Wenliang. Wang donated $120,000 to McAuliffe's 2013 campaign, and he donated $2 million to the Clinton Foundation.
This was an allegation of a gentleman who gave a check to my campaign. I didn't bring the donor in. I didn't bring him into the Clinton Foundation. I'm not even sure if I've ever met the person, to be honest with you. I know the folks who worked in his company, so has nothing to do with the Clinton Foundation.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We heard the Palestinian representative that he is not be able to condemn terrorism publicly. Right. And while they are inciting and instigating in Israel, they come here to the UN and they try to promote resolutions at the UN Security Council to condemn Israel, to bash Israel. And unfortunately, we see that some people are cooperating with them. Instead of telling them, enough with the incitement, if you want to move forward, go back and sit with the Israelis in the region. There is already the stabbings, the shootings, and that is the reality. That's why we need to start with the basic. We need to start with stopping the incitement.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C. I just yesterday participated in an event at the Library of Congress that included two members of the Supreme Court, two justices, Justice Ginsburg, Justice Breyer, as well as lawyers with the American Bar Association. I presented the case on behalf of the state of Texas in the executive action immigration matter. And we did a reenactment of those proceedings. And it went very, very well. Now, it'll be very interesting. We're expecting a decision on that literally any day. But the entire town was abuzz over the news that the current Virginia governor is under FBI investigation. And in fact, and this is there are tie-ins between this particular donor, this Chinese donor that you heard in the opening, as well as an involvement with that same donor in the Clinton Foundation. So this could have some very, very serious ramifications. Jordan, they're taking it very seriously here. We do a lot of election law. We know these matters. This is, look, these laws are complicated, but the fact of the matter is Virginia, they've already indicted one governor and tried him and convicted him. That's on appeal at the Supreme Court right now. Bob McDonald, we actually weighed in on that case because we think the scope of what the federal government's doing there is out of line. But Jordan, this is serious, and it brings light. It may bring adverse light on the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, that's right. It ties directly into the Clinton Foundation. And specifically, this is a Chinese businessman who's pledged over $2 million to the foundation. Terry McAuliffe was very involved, the governor of Virginia, with the Clinton Foundation. And this has to do with $120,000 through the U.S.-based company that this Chinese businessman owned. And there's a prohibition on donations from foreign nationals. And so people who are not U.S. citizens cannot donate to political campaigns. So the question would be here, and I'm assuming that the FBI and DOJ already have more information, because the question is, was it directed by the foreign national himself? Was he the one who directed this money towards Terry McAuliffe? So I think, you know, there's two news. Obviously, it's the governor of Virginia, but also the Clinton Foundation tie-in. It's kind of more of the same that people have come to expect from the Clintons. And now into 2016, more scandal.
Then very quickly, the tie-in of the Clinton Foundation, and we're just looking at the evidence that's just being gathered now. How significant could that play in an election?
Well, it could be huge. Jordan's right to point out you want to know how involved this guy was, but election law says that those donations cannot be directly or indirectly. So the Clinton Foundation got donations. Did the Clinton campaign? That's a question that'll be asked.
All right, Logan, let's let people know how they can engage. We want to take their calls. We'll be talking about the Israel boycott matter coming up next. Let people know what they can do to engage in the conversation.
That's right. First and foremost, you can give us a call right now, 1-800-684-3111. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Or join the broadcast on Facebook and Periscope. Just search for Jay Sekulow or go directly to facebook.com/Jay Sekulow. Talk to us during the breaks. Interact there. See exclusive videos at ACLJ.org for a television-style broadcast. We'll be right back.
Israel is under constant deadly terrorist knife and rocket attacks. Jewish students, professors, and Christians who support Israel face vicious discrimination at U.S. universities, all in an attempt to delegitimize the state of Israel. Israel is our ally. The Jewish people are friends. It's our duty to defend them. That's why the ACLJ is launching a massive new multinational legal advocacy campaign in defense of Israel, in the U.S., at the U.N., and with world leaders. In just a matter of days, we are co-sponsoring the largest global conference to fight these attempts to delegitimize Israel. But we need these global leaders to hear from you right now. Add your name to our new petition to defend Israel from anti-Israel attacks. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
We're taking your calls on a variety of topics. We've already talked about the situation with the governor of Virginia. That's unfolding. I'm in Washington, D.C. today. I was at yesterday the Library of Congress, did a presentation on the Texas versus the United States, the executive action overreach of President Obama on the immigration issue. I got a chance to spend some time with Justice Breyer. Justice Ginsburg did a moving memorial to Justice Scalia, and that was very, very impressive. Next week, we are already preparing. We've started today. I mean, we finished one issue, and we're back on another one. We are going to the United Nations, and we want you to go with us, folks. We've got a petition up at aclj.org that's at 70,000. I'm going to hand-deliver that to the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, our friend Danny Danone, next week, and I want it to be over 100,000. So I'd encourage you to go to aclj.org and sign that petition involving Israel. Now, Logan, you think I need to explain the whole BDS movement, what it is?
I think so. For people that are new to this topic, they probably good refresher would be nice.
All right. So there is this attempt to delegitimize the state of Israel. We've seen it when there's military action taken against them. We've seen it with UN resolutions condemning Zionism, condemning Israel. But there's a new move. It's called BDS, boycott. In other words, boycott Israeli products. Boycott Israeli businesses, boycott Israeli academics, boycott Jewish student groups or pro-Israel student groups, Christian students that are pro-Israel. Divest. Take money out of investments in Israel. The United Methodist Church just passed that resolution. The Episcopal Church rejected it. Sanction. In other words, penalize Israel for its existence. So we're fighting on all of that front, and we're now taking the fight. We're handling them in court. We're handling them through the academic institutions, and now we're taking it to the United Nations. And let me go to Than and Jordan on this first, to lay the framework of what it means when we're going to make a General Assembly presentation next week, but also the breakout sessions as well. Jordan, let's talk about the significance of what this means.
Well, it's a big deal, and I think that what we're seeing is that unity. This isn't just the Jewish groups, and it's not just Israeli groups, but it's groups from across the spectrum. And you've talked about that some on the broadcast. Students from different backgrounds, not all Jewish students, not all Christian students, who have stood with Israel and faced some kind of backlash either at their campus. And this is a becoming an issue that now Israel is combating, taking very seriously, because you talked about the boycott issue. There's also divestment. And what that means is basically not investing in companies that do business in Israel or Israeli. And obviously that would affect have huge economic consequences, and then ultimately sanctions, which we've talked about on this broadcast, the idea that pushing Israel into something like a forced negotiation with the Palestinians through the UN Security Council and saying, if you don't comply with this, you get economically sanctioned. And who would face the brunt of that? It wouldn't be the Palestinians. It would be the Israelis.
The conference is a partnership between the Israeli mission to the United Nations, the World Jewish Congress, the American Center for Law and Justice, the Anti-Defamation Organization League, the Zionist Organization of America, and a number of other groups. Israeli Supreme Court Justice Rubenstein's going to be there as well. Ron Lauder, the head of the World Jewish Congress, will be there. Than, you're a designated representative to the United Nations. This is a big, and we have status at the UN, by the way. Our European Center for Law and Justice has status at the UN. But for our audience, I think it's really important for them to understand that next, we're starting that preparation for those hearings right now. This is a big deal.
Well, it's significant in one way, Jay, because of where it's taking place at the United Nations. You and Jordan laid out the multiple targets of this BDS movement. You're talking about academics, which is students, obviously. You're talking about the Israeli government. You're talking about Israeli companies. But the epicenter of all of that is the United Nations, Jay, because this is where those fights will take place, at the General Assembly, at the Security Council, at the Human Rights Council. And just to kind of paint the picture here, this is the most anti-Israel body in the world. This is where the anti-Israel runs the highest. So we're going to take the fight directly to them and engage on all three of those levels directly where the fight's going to take place.
All right. We're also taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let me encourage you also to go to ACLJ.org. I'm going to take your petitions. You could go to the United Nations with me. Now, you're not going to fly into New York, but you can go to the UN with me. We're at 69,000 signatures right now. I want to get that. I really want to be at 100,000 when we go to the UN. I think that's it. And we want representation from all 50 states. And Logan, I don't know if we have people on. Sometimes we have people from all over the world on Facebook and Twitter. I don't know if we do today. But again, if you're listening to us or watching us on Facebook or Twitter or listening to us in some other place online from other countries, that helps too. And I don't know if we have those today, Logan, but that does help.
There's usually people that always check in every day, usually from Israel, a lot of times from Germany, Canada, Mexico. A lot of times we get these connections. Israel typically is probably our number two when it comes to countries people are at, whether that's tourism or whether that's people that live there and also are part of the broadcast, because you know a lot of people are interested in what we have to talk about, especially when on Periscope it started because of the titles we started putting up. A lot of people started watching the show. So I haven't seen specifically one today, but again, I'm monitoring it differently today because I'm in the big chair today, but I am making sure that we get those comments taken care of. You want to go to a call?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire on line one.
Hey, guys. First, let me just say I'm so glad that you've made it so easy to sign your petitions online, and it's great. You know, once people have done it, it fills in most of your information for you. That's an excellent tool.
Right.
Thank you so much for that. But I wanted to say that
I think our tech guys have done a great job of putting that together, and it's made a huge difference.
It's flawless. It really is. It's one of the best, smoothest sites there is for anything. And thank you again for that, all of you.
Sure.
But the comment I wanted to make, I think it's fortunate that the nature of criminal greed is that it's insatiable. They just can't help themselves, and I'm confident that that's going to be Hillary Clinton's undoing, along with her minions about her. And that's good for us because whether you like them or not, Donald Trump will never abandon Israel. And that's something I know in my heart to be true. And I really, I think it's very almost entertaining in a sick sort of way to watch this happen because I cannot believe.
Well, I think it's a good idea to talk about, Dave, the Israel issue because it's come up in two contexts. Hillary Clinton says she's pro-Israel. Donald Trump says he's pro-Israel. Donald Trump has a nuanced approach to how to engage the Middle East, and he wants to try to, and he said it'd be the hardest deal he ever put together, recognizing that the powers that be there, it's very difficult to get a settlement. They've tried since the times of the Bible, to get a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. He wants to come in, he says, as a neutral arbitrator. And Jordan, initially some people reacted negatively to that, but I don't think it was a negative statement. I think he wanted to try to be the broker, so to speak.
Yeah, and I think he's clarified that, it's not that he would put Israel in any kind of situation, stand with Israel, but that he would work towards a peace deal. Every president of the United States has, regardless of their Democrat or Republican or very pro-Israel or not very pro-Israel at all. And it would not be bizarre. It would actually be the norm for a president to take their new strategy into office and try to work on a deal. And so that's what he said. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I don't think Israelis disagree with that. And I think that Hillary Clinton is different in the sense that she talks up her pro-Israel credentials more than we ever heard from someone like President Obama. But she was still part of the administration and has praised the Iranian nuclear deal. And I think that alone, to me, is pretty disqualifying when you try to claim that you're a supporter of Israel. But she does. She does try to claim that.
Let's talk about this from and take it outside of the politics then here, but the reality. Does, forgetting which candidate you're for, but does the issue of Israel, the Palestinian Authority, the Middle East situation as it now exists, how big of an issue do you see that right here in Washington?
Well, it's going to be significant because of the shift that we saw over the last 7 years, Jay. Yep. And so to be honest with you, there's only so much separation from politics that you can do here. Because I agree with Jordan. I think Hillary Clinton is different from Barack Obama. But here's the difference. While this shift was happening, she was the United States' top diplomat. So we talk about all these issues at the United Nations, yep, where the United States has taken a step back. She is not going to be able to walk completely away from that.
Yeah, I think it's a huge issue. Logan, let's go ahead and take another phone call.
All right, continuing on, let's go to Steve in Seattle.
Hey. Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, the petitions, I agree with the last caller, and I will take that step. And it's like a courageous step, you know, to put your name on a list that's at the UN, but we have to. I mean, look what's happened to France in the last 12 months. How many people have they lost? I mean, we do have to stand up. And Trump is for Israel. He said it. And I just want to put out this argument for listeners, and I'd like to hear, Jay, your opinion, that, you know,
sure,
we all know the saying, that good people need to speak up, and we don't, and silence is a void where evil persists,
right,
or gains ground. And we also know, if a little bit of research, and you can find out that great thinkers agree with the argument that it's morally just to vote for legislation or even a politician, to vote for somebody because you're voting against something. So if you want to vote against these anti-Israel...
Well, sure. I mean, people vote against. I mean, I don't think there's any great secret in that. People vote against. I mean, look, I mean, the positions, you've got a lot of issues at stake. You've got a destabilized Middle East. You've got a situation with Iran. And you've got a vacancy, at least one, at the Supreme Court of the United States. Believe me, I was with justices yesterday. I mean, there's a vacancy now. There may be more in the future. There will be more in the future. And the next president may be shaping. We'll probably shape the Supreme Court for the rest of our lives. So, yes, that's part of it. I did just get a report from Matt Clark that Than just gave me. People from over 100 nations and territories around the globe have signed the Israel petition. Let me say that again. People from over 100 nations and territories across the globe have signed the Israel petition. And that's we're about 119 nations and territories. So, folks, we want you to do exactly that at ACLJ.org. As I go to the UN next week, you can go with me. ACLJ.org is the easiest way to do it, again, at ACLJ.org. And, Logan, let's get people to make some phone calls.
That's right. A lot of lines open right now because we just took some calls. 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Join us. Get your voice heard on the air today.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. Israel is under constant deadly terrorist knife and rocket attacks. Jewish students, professors, and Christians who support Israel face vicious discrimination at U.S. universities, all in an attempt to delegitimize the state of Israel. Israel is our ally. The Jewish people are friends. It's our duty to defend them. That's why the ACLJ is launching a massive new multinational legal advocacy campaign in defense of Israel, in the U.S., at the U.N., and with world leaders. In just a matter of days, we are co-sponsoring the largest global conference to fight these attempts to delegitimize Israel. But we need these global leaders to hear from you right now. Add your name to our new petition to defend Israel from anti-Israel attacks. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the broadcast, coming to you from Washington, D.C. As I said yesterday, we were at the Library of Congress. I was part of a presentation on the issue of the state of Texas versus the United States. That's the issue of the president's executive action on immigration and the overreach there. So that was a major case, as you can imagine. And we got to do a moot court session there. A couple of justices were there. It was a very good event. We moved right away to the whole issue of defending Israel. We're taking your calls as well at 1-800-684-3110. Spain just adopted, as I said, a motion, their tribunal, their constitutional court, saying that an anti-Israel, pro-boycott scheme that a Spanish local government had put in place was unconstitutional. Joining us on the phone right now is special counsel to the ACLJ, Jeff Balaban. He is heading up our state initiatives on the boycott, divestiture, and sanction movement. And Jeff, as we move towards this major event at the UN next week, let's talk about what's happening right now on the state level.
Sure, Jay, and thanks for having me on to talk about this.
Sure.
This is one big piece in the work that ACLJ is doing to help defend Israel from multiple attacks. And as you know, the issue of BDS, the boycott, divestment, and sanction movement, is really widespread and growing. And it's not only that it's hurting Israel, which it is, it's also leading to huge anti-Semitism and oppression of Jews here in America, especially students on campus, where things have gotten totally out of control. So this has become a major issue at the federal level and at the state level.
Yeah, and as I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, it's not just Jewish students either. We have a student that is from India. He's Hindu. He's the president of the Graduate Student Council at a major university in California. He's pro-Israel, and he has been viciously attacked. So this is an ongoing problem for Jewish students, for supportive students from other faiths. If you're pro-Israel, you're subject to this kind of attack. Let's talk about for a moment here. I want to go to Jordan Than on this really quickly. We have to look at this, Jordan, in kind of a global lens here. So what Jeff's talking about is one part of it, is the kind of the state initiative is very important. We're talking about what the states are doing. But this is a global fight.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's not just in the United States. It's at the UN. It's at countries like Spain. You mentioned their court, which has been a country which has sometimes been very supportive of these kind of anti-Israel moves,
yeah.
But the court recommending against it. And some of this is because we are not just taking it very seriously, but it's becoming more public that this is happening. I think it's shocking to people that what is happening is sometimes on U.S. college campuses, harassment of professors, harassment of students, of the organizations themselves, pro-Israel or Jewish student groups. But ultimately, this is not just a U.S. issue. It's happening all over the world. And there's a lot we could do. As Jeff was talking about, it's not just a federal government issue and something in the U.S. government or the international organizations like the U.N. It's also something states are taking part in. And it's kind of the opposite of what you were saying was happening in Spain at a local level. It's also happening at the state level here in the United States in a pro-Israel manner.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to bring
Yeah, so let's talk about,
really talked about.
Go ahead, Jeff.
But I live in the town of Hempstead. Town of Hempstead just announced that it's going to be pursuing anti-BDS legislation, one of the first municipalities to do so. We're heavily involved in that. We're working with them. We took part in the announcement. Here's the thing. A town sounds small, but the town of Hempstead is actually the most populous town in the U.S., and it has a population larger than the number of U.S. states. So even at the municipal level, it's happening. Our town has about 800,000-plus people. And we're acting
right
against BDS because it's affecting us. And we're, ACLJ is right there working with them.
Yep. So let's turn our attention for a moment here. So we're going to go from the town of Hempstead, Than, to the United Nations in the course of days here. I mean, we're talking about with Jeff now, and then we're at the UN. All of us are at the UN next week.
Well, to properly answer that question, Jay, you have to look at the goal of the BDS movement, and it is death by a thousand cuts for Israel. They want to target the international community. They want to target the U.S. federal government. They want to target the state governments that Jeff has talked about. They want to talk about the academic community. In order to combat a goal like that, where they are trying to essentially delegitimize, and I would say destroy the nation of Israel by a thousand cuts, you have to engage them in each one of those levels. If you beat them back in just one, their effort continues. So we're going to engage them on all of them.
You're not kidding. All right, Logan, let's go right back to the phones here. Let's take Joel's call.
All right, Joel's calling from Augusta, Georgia. You're on the air.
Hey, Logan, and hey, Jay.
Hey, Joel.
So,
yes, sir.
I'm sort of here to address the UN's and what was it before the League of Nations? It sort of has a history of being against Israel, lots of these world coalitions, even though they purport for world peace, they seem to have like an initial goal of trying to dissuade an pro-Israel sort of movement.
But there's been more anti-Israel resolutions passed by the United Nations than against any other government or regime ever. So yes, there is a definite bias at the United Nations. Yeah. So, but that doesn't give us, and Jeff could address this too, that doesn't give us the option of not engaging it. The fact that there's an anti-Israel bias, Jeff, there, that's the reason we have to engage it.
That's 100% right. I mean, I think the caller's exactly right. The UN has a long history of being absolutely and overtly and clearly anti-Israel. By the way, not that great for the United States either, which isn't coincidental. And we have to address it at the UN, go right to the belly of the beast and call it out for what it is. And as Jay just said, it's every level. We're working on this from local levels to the state level, where we are presenting, I think, on ACLJ's behalf, probably the most aggressive anti-BDS legislation that goes way beyond what other people are doing to really bring it to the pro-BDS folks and,
yep,
and create a private right of action against them, which no one else is doing, and we're pushing that in a number of states. And, yeah, the UN, you know, this is now playing on a global stage. And, you know, we're appreciative that the, you know, the UN ambassador is being very aggressive about this. He wanted to do it there, and ACLJ is right there working with him.
We're glad to do it, and we'll all be together next week in New York, and we'll bring you some reports from there. Logan, let's try to get another call in before the end of the broadcast here.
All right. Chris, caller from California on line 4. You're on the
air. Hey, Chris.
Hey. Yeah, hi. Hi, Jay.
Yes, sir.
My question is, it's concerning Hillary Clinton, and what deplorable, heinous act will it take for her to be put into an orange prison pantsuit?
I'm still of the view that they're not going to indict her. They haven't interviewed her yet. I mean, you know, anything can happen, but I don't see it right now. So I think, look, she's the presumptive Democratic nominee for president. And when we're talking about this Israel stuff, you're going to have, we'll see what her positions are on this. It'll be very interesting to see. But the fact of the matter is, I think you got to be realistic. You're down to, it's Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. I think Jordan Thane quickly, I think that's where it is right now.
Yeah, it is. I don't see anything changing. I mean, yes, Bernie Sanders is going to continue,
yep,
to fight this out, I think, in the hope that maybe something does happen that would disqualify Hillary Clinton, or if the pressure got high enough that these superdelegates would get too nervous. The question is, would they, even though some of the polls show Sanders leading Trump, but do they really, is that who they're going to be most comfortable with? And they're not. They're the Democrat Party,
yeah,
establishment. And so we're going to see Clinton v. Trump.
I think if there was going to be an indictment, Jay, you would have seen it by now. I think people need to prepare themselves. In November, they're going to have a choice between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
That's why I see it, too. All right, Logan, let everybody know we're going to be here for another 30 minutes. What we could do, and we do want you to sign that petition at ACLJ.org. We also want your calls.
That's right. You can call us right now, 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110 to be on the air. We have a full half hour left of Jay Sekulow Live. You can do that if you don't get it on your station. SiriusXM carries it. A bunch of other stations carry it. But if they don't, one, call and tell them you want to hear it. But also, go to Facebook, Periscope, facebook.com/JaySekulow. Periscope, search for Jay Sekulow. We're broadcasting live there, interacting during the breaks, and ACLJ.org for a television-style broadcast. Also, Roku, Apple TV, iPhones, new ACLJ apps available on all those devices, and the Jay Sekulow Live podcast available each and every day on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
As my grandson would say, many options. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Israel is under constant deadly terrorist knife and rocket attacks. Israel is our ally. The Jewish people are friends. That's why the ACLJ is launching a massive new multinational legal advocacy campaign in defense of Israel, in the U.S., at the UN, and with world leaders. Add your name to our new petition to defend Israel from anti-Israel attacks. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
the broadcast, everyone. Big political news here in Washington, D.C., and that is the Virginia governor under FBI investigation, and an interesting tie-in between the investigation and the Clinton Foundation. A donor that donated millions to the Clinton Foundation was also a donor to the governor of Virginia, and allegedly it was a foreign government donation, although it went through U.S. corporations and a Chinese company. Complex, to say the least, but this has become big news here in Washington, D.C. I was in Washington last night for a presentation at the Library of Congress. A couple of justices of the Supreme Court were there as well. I debated the issue of Texas versus the United States. That's the executive action overreach of President Obama. So we did that yesterday. Now we're preparing for the United Nations as we get ready to hit this boycott, divestiture, and sanction movement that is not only prominent around the globe, but is prominent here in the United States. You just heard from Jeff Balaban. He's a special counsel for the ACLJ. He's running our state initiatives as we try to get states and towns to adopt anti-BDS legislation. So, Logan, am I being clear enough? Do people understand what I'm talking about? I can be clear if I need to be.
I think people are starting to understand the situation, understand the difference between anti and pro-BDS. I think that's where the confusion may lie. But maybe good to just give a quick recap as well.
Let me give an example. So you're an Israeli academic and you're a visiting professor at a college in Texas, and the Social Justice for Palestine students boycott your class and disrupt your class and bring charges against the faculty member. Or you're a Christian student on the West Coast and you head up an organization that's pro-Israel and you get harassed and intimidated and attacked because of your stand. Or you're a Jewish student and you're denied access to a particular program. Why? Because you have a, they'll say it's not because you're Jewish, it's because of the pro-Israel position you're taking. And this is, Jordan, a delegitimization attempt, just like lawfare, where they try to use the legal system against Israel in the international tribunals. And we've been there. We've been at the ICC. This is another version of that. It's the delegitimization of the state of Israel. And the ACLJ has invested a lot of resources. And next week, we are going to be at a major event at the United Nations. I finished up at the Library of Congress last night, now preparing for the one at the UN next week.
Yeah, that's right. And so this is ultimately, it's bringing together groups from around the world, but especially in the United States, very active groups that will not only shed light on this issue. And I know for a lot of our listeners, you may be surprised and shocked that this is happening at the in the United States, and that cities and towns and at the state level are having to take action here. But it's very much a real issue that Israel is combating, both here in our country and all over the world, especially in Europe, where you've got investment funds and companies and boycotts and moves to it's and it leads to, as Jeff Balaban was talking about earlier in the first half of the broadcast, harassment, almost to a criminal nature of pro-Israel individuals.
Yep.
So you've got young people facing this. And what we're doing at the United Nations, obviously, one is to shed light on this, but two is to tell the truth about this movement. And ultimately, it kind of happens in that liberal left world on college campuses, but it's much broader than that when you go outside the United States.
Fan, let's talk about what takes place at the United Nations next week. This is a big deal, but for folks that have never been, let's paint the picture of what it's like.
Well, for us, Jay, we're going to take D.C.-style advocacy to the United Nations. And what we have found over the last several years, we're effective here in D.C., but D.C. is sort of used to this type of advocacy. The United Nations is not. So you talk about 119 nations and territories that have signed this petition, and hopefully over 100,000 by the time we go next week. They're not used to that. They're not used to real people watching what they do and then having to hear from those real people. We're going to make them uncomfortable. We're going to make sure people know that we're watching them.
All right, folks, we're going to be back with more. Logan's going to let you know how you can engage in the phone conversations or on Facebook and Twitter on our ACLJ.org, but also we're at 69,989. How about getting us to 70,000 before we come back from the break, folks? Just go to ACLJ.org. If we can get 11 people to sign it, we'll be at 70,000. So let's do that. ACLJ.org. We encourage you to do that now. Logan will let you know how you can contact us.
That's right. Visit ACLJ.org right now. Lines are full, but they always open up. 1-800-684-3110. You can join us on Facebook, Periscope, or ACLJ.org. Facebook, we're going to relaunch. If you're watching right now, we're going to cut it off and relaunch it due to some connection difficulties. We'll be back up in just a moment. So if you're looking for Facebook feed, just give it an extra second. And before the next break, we'll be back up.
Israel is under constant deadly terrorist knife and rocket attacks. Jewish students, professors, and Christians who support Israel face vicious discrimination at U.S. universities, all in an attempt to delegitimize the state of Israel. Israel is our ally. The Jewish people are friends. It's our duty to defend them. That's why the ACLJ is launching a massive new multinational legal advocacy campaign in defense of Israel, in the U.S., at the U.N., and with world leaders. In just a matter of days, we are co-sponsoring the largest global conference to fight these attempts to delegitimize Israel. But we need these global leaders to hear from you right now. Add your name to our new petition to defend Israel from anti-Israel attacks. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're focusing on the issue involving Israel. Next week at the United Nations, the American Center for Law and Justice, along with other organizations, is sponsoring a conference at the UN. It'll be held in the General Assembly Hall, and it's called Building Bridges, Not Boycotts. It's with the Israeli ambassador to the UN, Danny Danone. And it's a partnership with the ACLJ organizations and Israel's mission to the United Nations. We have a petition up at aclj.org. This is specific to what's called the BDS movement, the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement, a aggressive anti-Israel movement focused, obviously, on economic impacts. So boycotting Israeli businesses, academics, and individuals, even musicians have faced this. Divestment. Which means is the opposite of investing. So taking away investments from Israeli companies, businesses, and then, of course, sanctions at the most extreme, actually sanctioning the Israeli government. And that would be then the people of Israel, the Israeli state, the state of Israel, because of who they are. And so we'll talk about that, folks. 1-800-684-3110. Logan, I know there's comments coming in through Facebook, Periscope, and, of course, on the phones as well.
Yeah, a lot of people are commenting. People have been commenting all day. This is a comment that said, I believe we need to stand beside Israel. They've been our allies forever, and it's God's country. We need to protect them, Israel, with all we have. A lot of comments like that come in. This is a comment that came in. They said, I don't believe that Hillary Clinton is pro-Israel because she supports the PA and seems to support the BDS movement, supports statements such as comparing Israeli defense to the PA and the Hamas terrorism. Not sure the specific comments, but a lot of people voicing their opinions when it comes to this Israel situation. We do have a lot of calls, and let's go ahead and start taking one of those. Go to Gerald, who's calling from Corning, California. You're on the air.
Hey, Gerald.
Hey, Gary. Hey. You know, what I really don't understand is you've got all these other fascists, and they're like ISIL and everybody, and they're blowing up, you know, France, Denmark, all those places over there, and yet the European government is all of a sudden turned. They have this thing going on, anti-Semitism or whatever it is, and they're starting to pick on the Israelis.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what's happening, Gerald. And you would think at a time when the world is facing Islamic terrorism that would be the focus. These countries that support terrorism, individuals that support terrorism, and not the state of Israel. But what we have always seen at the United Nations, at the international community, is a very strong anti-Israel bias. In fact, I mean, as we were talking about in the first half of the broadcast, the most amendments and resolutions passed against any country has been Israel at the UN. So, again, North Korea has been sanctioned less by the referendums and by motions and by amendments and by resolutions than Israel at the United Nations. So we have to deal with the threat, and we can't bury our heads in the sand. And we, I think the United States, we must also realize it's happening right here. It's a bit shocking. A lot of our listeners are probably on this broadcast right now listening in, don't experience this. It's happening at the college campus level. It's happening in some of the more liberal cities and towns across the country. And so we're taking an aggressive stance, both by getting involved at the local level, municipality level, state level, and of course also at the United Nations, also on a global level as well.
All right, let's go ahead and take another phone call. Let's go to Cheney, who is calling in New Mexico. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for having me on. I just was wanting to say that I'm real concerned about this anti-Israel bias in the universities. My brother's experienced it more than I have, but it's like you're a villain if you're pro-Israel.
Yep.
And a lot of it in the media, and I think, too, it goes hand-in-hand with this pro-Islamic sentiment in the media and in universities, and this lie that they're trying to promote that Islam is somehow peaceful religion.
Well, you know what, Cheney? I think, and I thank you for calling, and I think it goes to this heart of that. What's happened is that Islamic governments, individuals that are wealthy, you know, whether it's individual kings, sheikhs, royalty, or just investors, have spent a lot of money at U.S. colleges. But by the way, that's also happening all over the world. At the top institutions all over the world, including here in the United States, on Islamic studies centers and this kind of fostering this idea on the college campus level that Islam is okay. And it's not to say that all Muslims, again, it's not making statements like that. But you think about the timing, that the fact that this can happen, it's as if we're not living in reality. When the world's greatest threat is Islamic terrorism. I mean, ISIS just killed people by putting 25 of them in a vat some kind of chemical and literally burning their bodies alive. And so everyday reports, burning whole families alive. I mean, that's the reality we're dealing with. And yet we see this anti-Israel sentiment that's actually growing into hostile actions where we represent students from across the country. These are not all Jewish students, by the way. As Cheney said, you know, his brother experiencing this at the college campus level. And that's why we're doing something about it. You can go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. A brand new petition up. We need to get over 100,000 in the next week. The conference that we are helping to co-sponsor is called Building Bridges, Not Boycotts. It's at the United Nations in New York in a partnership with Israel's mission to the United Nations. Go to aclj.org, get involved, sign that petition. Logan, back to the comments and calls.
Yep, let's move on. Let's go to Kelly in Santa Barbara, California, on line 5. Yeah. Kelly in Folsom, California, we'll get to you next. So Kelly, Santa Barbara, you're on the air.
Great, thank you for taking my call. My husband works for, he works for a defense contractor corporation. They have lots of contracts with the Department of Defense. And he's been there a long time, and he has had coworkers who have had to go to prison for a lesser security violations than what Hillary has committed. And I thought by what has happened that this would put the Department of Justice in a difficult situation where you either need to proceed with, you know, looking into what Hillary has done versus letting these people who are in prison for a lesser, you know, crime, consider letting them out. And my husband said if anybody in his work, he works, were to do what Hillary did, the DDS would be on them so fast and they would be, you know, out of their job until further notice and all kinds of things. So investigating. And I just, I'm frustrated that she's able to walk around with this and nobody's challenging her.
Well, I mean, listen, the truth is that, there's a double standard, as you point out, Kelly, between, and Than, I know you're here, if for, again, the kind of everyday person and even people with security clearance like your husband, Kelly, who could do you know, pretty amazing jobs. But there is a double standard when it comes to then these officials, especially under the Obama administration.
Well, Jordan, I think the moment where that double standard is going to be visible to all Americans is when the FBI completes this investigation and likely puts out a criminal referral letter to the Department of Justice. If that criminal referral letter doesn't amount to anything, if there is no prosecution, if there is no statement or carrying of the case forward by the attorney general, I think that's when you have a real opportunity to investigate whether or not there's a double standard. I think there's a lot of evidence of that now. But if you see a criminal referral letter that does not result in at least carrying a prosecution forward, then your problem has become a whole lot more significant.
All right, let's Logan, I know we got calls coming in, questions, Facebook and Periscope. You can go to aclj.org to sign the petition. Also, I encourage you folks, I encourage you to check it out, all the information about what we are doing next week at the United Nations up at aclj.org via that petition as well. Share it with your friends and family. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And Logan, do we have any questions? I know we don't have time for the calls yet. We'll get into those in the next segment, and we'll have a rapid-fire round. So if you want to be on the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110 is the number you call. Any comments or questions coming in through Facebook?
Yeah, a lot of comments coming in. This just came in from Patricia, who said, even if the government abandons Israel, I will do my best to stand and educate the younger generation. Someone just asked, how do they sign? Well, if you're listening, just go to aclj.org to sign that. Be a part of it right now. Again, aclj.org. Easiest way to do it. You can also do it on the ACLJ app. If you have an iPhone, it's a great, easy, probably the quickest way to sign each and every petition is through the ACLJ app. Lots of different ways you can get. But like Jordan said, we're coming into a rapid fire round. We want your calls and comments. 1-800-684-3110. Again, that's 684-3110. Being on the show, if you get in, yeah. There's three lines open right now. If you get in right now, make sure you make it on the air.
And I know Nanette Rogers asked through, I think it was Facebook, maybe Periscope, who started this movement, the BDS, Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement. It was started by a Palestinian organization, by Palestinian BDS National Committee. And so, again, that's where it started, but its tentacles have grown all around the world. We'll talk about it more when we get back. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. Sign the petition so we can deliver over 100,000 petitions next week at the United Nations. You can sign it online at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. And to talk to us on the air in our final segment, give us a call, 1-800-684-3110.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. Israel is under constant deadly terrorist knife and rocket attacks. Jewish students, professors, and Christians who support Israel face vicious discrimination at U.S. universities, all in an attempt to delegitimize the state of Israel. Israel is our ally. The Jewish people are friends. It's our duty to defend them. That's why the ACLJ is launching a massive new multinational legal advocacy campaign in defense of Israel, in the U.S., at the U.N., and with world leaders. In just a matter of days, we are co-sponsoring the largest global conference to fight these attempts to delegitimize Israel. But we need these global leaders to hear from you right now. Add your name to our new petition to defend Israel from anti-Israel attacks. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, focusing in on the Israel issue. That's because next week at the United Nations, we are co-sponsoring an event with Israel's mission to the United Nations. It's called Building Bridges, Not Boycotts, and it focuses in on a confrontation, and we're already very involved at all the way down to the city level, from there up to the United Nations. It's focusing in on combating the BDS movement. This is it started with a Palestinian movement, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic, and it's caused a lot of harassment both all around the world, but even happening here in our own country, especially at college campuses, in communities and cities and municipalities, the harassment of just pro-Israel students, yeah, not necessarily just Jewish students, but pro-Israel. So this affects all of you listening to this broadcast right now. I know we have a lot of strong supporters of Israel. What does it stand for? Boycotting, divesting, and sanctioning Israel. And so all three of those, of course, economic ways to target Israel. But it also leads to a really not just a hostile environment, but one which has gotten totally out of control at the college campus level. It's not to say that people can't have different opinions and different views, but some of these efforts are actually violating the law. And so we're pointing that out to the ACLJ. It's not just a freedom of speech issue, but there's also moves underway that violate our law and international law. We have a new petition up at ACLJ.org. We want to deliver over 100,000 petitions next week at this conference, one to the Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, but also to make sure that other member states of the United Nations know about the strong support for Israel against these kind of actions here in our own country. And for our listeners around the world, this is a petition you can sign also at ACLJ.org right on the front of the homepage. Logan, let's get to the calls.
All right, let's move on. We have Walter calling from Virginia, but hold 20 minutes. Thanks, Walter. You're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to say one thing. I'm definitely pro-Israel, and we need to stand behind that country. And another thing, I wonder if anyone knows about this guy, Gary Johnson, who's running as a libertarian. And if people, thousands of votes can make a difference. If people vote for this libertarian who's running, I can almost guarantee a Hillary presidency, because that will take the votes away from Trump that he needs to win. And I wonder if anybody is aware of that. The guy's name who's running is Gary Johnson.
Sure. So obviously Gary Johnson, a libertarian. I think that he's got views that, you know, he was actually a former Republican governor of New Mexico, and he's run for a Republican nomination before back in 2008. But honestly, his views, I heard him on an interview yesterday. He kind of takes the socially liberal views from the Democrats and the economically more conservative views from Republicans. And again, that's kind of that libertarian view. There is more talk about what kind of impact he may have when he secures that nomination. But ultimately, it kind of draws from both. So sometimes it's kind of had a not too much of an effect, even if the number is greater. Well, but check out all the candidates. I mean, and if you're listening to this broadcast, you are engaged enough to know that it won't just be a Republican and Democrat on the ballot in every state. In some states, that may be the case, depending on their ballot measures and what you have to do to qualify for the ballot. But in most of the states, you'll have more than two choices, but you got to be informed, and you could do that, you know, do that work on your own, and we encourage you to do that.
All right, let's move on and take a couple more calls. Again, 1-800-684-3110 if you got a last-minute comment to get on the air. Kelly in Folsom, California. You're on the air.
Yes, I have a comment. I believe we should boycott those that are boycotting Israel. God said, I'll bless those that bless you, and I'll curse those that curse you.
Well, listen, we do have that duty, and it goes all the way to Genesis, to support Israel. And we certainly do at the American Center for Law and Justice. We know our listeners do as well. And what we have to do is combat these anti-Israel moves and use the resources that we have, the knowledge that we have. Let me go to Than Bennett, because Than, I mean, we had Jeff Balaban talking about how we're combating it at a municipal level, at the local level, but we're combating it, obviously, at the international level as well.
There are so many different levels, Jordan, but the reason that we have to take it to the United Nations specifically is that is where the vast majority of the meaningful sanctions against Israel move forward. There are other individual nations that might put forward sanctions of their own, but it is the ones that are proposed at the United Nations and passed out of there that have the most economic impact. So that's why we have to take the fight to the United Nations. And quite frankly, Jordan, the need is even greater because of these last 7 years. Historically, the United States has always been the stalwart defender of Israel, ready to stand up and veto any economic measures or security measures that are put forward at the United Nations. This administration has taken several steps back in that regard. So we are having to fill the void at the United Nations. Hopefully, we will have an improvement in the U.S. government policy moving forward. But especially until then, it's absolutely imperative that we fill that void.
All right. Let's move on and take another call. Justin in Indiana on line one.
Yeah, thank you so much. I got a question as far as the universities indoctrinating today's students into this very anti-Israel, anti-American stance. I was thinking before, when you were doing this, and you were pretty much conspiring against the government and creating so many anti-American soldiers, that used to be illegal. Why are these universities, what happened, what shifted for these universities to teach such things to the masses and get away with it?
Well, listen, I mean, ultimately, we have to make sure that we are, one, know what's going on at our college campuses. I think that's part one. And many of you, again, depending on what age your children may be or where you attended school, things have changed. And it's happening at state universities, private universities. It's also a bias, not just against, what the students are being indoctrinated with, but also, which, you know, a speech issue, but also the treatment, the harassment. And some of these positions that are being advocated are actually violate the law. And we're doing that to inform municipalities that, hey, you may want to do this. You can't do this. And so, again, we have got to understand that, listen, we have a robust freedom of speech here in our country. There's going to be things you always hear and see that you don't like and you don't agree with. And what's your duty? The best way to combat it is to speak up. Now, in this issue, it goes a step further because this BDS movement, boycott, divestment, sanctions movement, goes a step further to where it can actually violate the law. And so that we're also taking steps that way as well to inform governments at the local level, at the state level, our own federal government, but also internationally. Just a ruling out of Spain just a couple of days ago on this very issue. So and that was a government that has not always been so friendly, has been kind of promoted these ideas in their constitutional court saying they believe it violates the law. Folks, great broadcast today. I want to encourage you, go to ACLJ.org, get up to speed on this issue. We're sponsoring a conference, and this is because of your support. Next week in the United Nations with Israel's mission to the UN, their ambassador, Danny Danone, the Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, some other organizations as well, the ACLJ, one of the lead sponsors. It's a very clear building bridges, not boycotts. You'll see a building, and you'll see more information about this as well. And so I encourage you to check it out at ACLJ.org, Building Bridges, Not Boycotts. It's next week, May 31st, at the United Nations. The ACLJ will be there with a big presence. My dad, as well as a number of our members, Dan Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs. We encourage you to get active. We want to deliver over 100,000 petitions at that conference, being sponsored by us and Israel and other organizations. Go to ACLJ.org. Let's make an impact. Add your voice, stand with Israel, ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Israel is under constant deadly terrorist knife and rocket attacks. Israel is our ally. The Jewish people are friends. That's why the ACLJ is launching a massive new multinational legal advocacy campaign in defense of Israel, in the U.S., at the UN, and with world leaders. Add your name to our new petition to defend Israel from anti-Israel attacks. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.